Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We're joined today by a wonderful guest, Jacob Teitelbaum, who is probably one of the most trusted, if not the most trusted, and obviously frequently quoted medical authorities on post-viral chronic fatigue syndromes, including fibromyalgia, energy, and he's the author of 12 New York Times books, including the bestseller From Fatigued to Addiction, Real Causes, Real Cures, and the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. The book we're going to talk about today relates to long COVID, and he is an expert on it. It's titled, You Can Heal from Long COVID, a clinically proven program to regain your health. Jacob has been on the program several times, many times. I should tell you all, we're sponsored by Life's First Naturals, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of both bovine colostrum and Truebiotics. Go to their website to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials on why I think most people over the age of 50 should be taking both Truebiotics and bovine colostrum, as well as by longevityplaybook.com. You can go to their website, take the free actual age or sleep age or skin age tests, as well as sign up for the free weekly newsletter on the latest in longevity. Jacob, thank you very much for coming on. Now, you're in Hawaii. Does Hawaii have the same risk of long COVID as the rest of the country?
I suspect it's a bit less. We're seeing 17.7% of the adult population having persistent symptoms since they had COVID. And this is major. So for many of you out there, if you have fatigue or you have even CFS or fibromyalgia or any persistent symptoms post-COVID, we're going to teach you how to recover from those. It's really not rocket science.
And so you go through the program in your book, You Can Heal from Long COVID. Let's give people a start. By the way, the presence in the States overall in Cleveland is people who have persistent symptoms 6 weeks and 6 months after their COVID infection increases with hospitalization. So it's about 32% in those people who had to be hospitalized with it have still long COVID symptoms 6 months after their hospitalization. So it's not uncommon. It's a pretty darn common thing. And it takes a while to heal from it. How can we accelerate that?
So here's the thing. Realizing that long COVID is just one more form of post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome. We've seen this for decades. In fact, in 1975, I had a nasty viral infection that triggered chronic fatigue syndrome and left me homeless. I had to drop out of med school for the year. So this is something old, which is good. We have a lot of research showing how to recover. We've done 8 studies. One of them, a randomized placebo-controlled study, showed that by optimizing SHINE, that means sleep, hormones, infections, nutrition, and exercise as able, just a bit, you get 91% average improvement in quality of life. So this is extremely treatable.
So in SHINE, probably the first question people come with, well, is I understand sleep, I understand optimizing or getting rid of infections, I know what I should be doing on nutrition and exercise. Tell me about hormones. What do I do with hormones?
What's going on in this disease is a drop in energy that trips an almond-sized circuit breaker in the brain called the hypothalamus. That controls your hormone system and your blood pressure system. So the hormones across the board, thyroid, adrenal, reproductive hormones, they're not going to be abnormal on the blood tests. You have to drop massively for that, but you'll see a 50% drop, for example, in thyroid function, and you have to go by the symptoms. So if people are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, I'm going to give a trial of thyroid hormone, pretty much regardless of the tests. If they get irritable when hungry, they get hangry. That's adrenal fatigue. Research shows in long COVID, cortisol adrenal levels are dropping quite a bit. Simple supplements like Adrenaplex, increasing salt and water intake, cutting out the stress, turn off the media. When it's scaring you to death or trying to make you hate everybody, just turn it off. Use that time to go be in nature or take a nap, go to sleep. Simple things like that can address the hormonal system and help a lot in feeling better.
And what do they do about infections? In other words, do you routinely give them something like aspirin to decrease the inflammation of infections, or what do you do?
So here's the thing. Getting the immune system working again, one, is not necessarily difficult. There are things like low-dose naltrexone, which is a compounded medication that can rebalance and reboot the immune system. Nutritional support, things like zinc and other nutrients, simply staying hydrated and getting sleep, all of these help immunity. But you have to look for different infections. So one of the ways that COVID tries to escape our immune system is by triggering jailbreaks of other viruses like Epstein-Barr virus and other infections as well. So in the book, we talk about how to tell if there's candida overgrowth, which would be sinusitis and irritable bowel syndrome, suggests that. If you have chronic flu-like symptoms, there's protocols using antivirals, Famvir and Celebrex, that actually can be very helpful in clearing the Epstein-Barr reactivation.
And do you ever go to colchicine? We're seeing a lot more people on colchicine now who have, if you will, chronic infections. Is that part of the process?
Colchicine is interesting. It's one of the few antifibrotic medications that we have available. The main problem is that, well, it used to be dirt cheap before they got hold of it again. But the main time that I will use colchicine or consider it is in people who have lung scarring, or it's called shock lung, from the COVID. Now, many people will have shortness of breath. For those who would like, they can email me for an information sheet. My email address is fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, D-O-C, at gmail.com. You can ask for the long COVID information sheet or the shortness of breath information sheet. But when I'm seeing shock lung, I'm going to be using the herbs berberine, and predominantly boswellia and curcumin to settle down the inflammation in the lungs. And in very severe cases where we're considering transplant, I will consider the colchicine.
Now, exercise, what we start people on is, and what I think you have in the book, is very gentle progressive exercise. Did I read that right?
Absolutely, Mike. If people try to do a heavy workout, they're going to get what's called post-exertional malaise, where they crash and burn and are bedridden for a couple of days. It's not dangerous, but it understandably scares people to death. We want people to do just enough walking to maintain conditioning. If they can't do walking, and we talk about other exercises, if they have what's called POTS, where their blood goes down to their legs and stays there and their pulse races, which is routine in long COVID, easy to make the test at home. The information sheets I can send have two home tests that are free that people can do, and exercises to do, including the medications, natural options, and the lying down kind of exercises that won't cause that crash. So exercise is important. Knowing how is also important.
We're talking with Jacob Teitelbaum, T-E-I-T-E-L-B-A-U-M. You don't have to know the name. You do have to know the website. Endfatigue.com is the easiest website. And Jacob is a world's expert on recovering from viral illnesses. The book he has written now, beautifully illustrated, if you will. I love the cover. You Can Heal from Long COVID, a clinically proven program to regain your health. The one that everyone always says they have trouble with is the sleep. So sleep is, they say, I'm stressed out. I'm worried about, will I ever recover? Will I always have mental dysfunction from long COVID? Or will I always not be able to exercise because they get too tired. When they wake up after a short sleep, they usually don't have trouble getting to sleep, at least in our practice, but they do have problems re-getting to sleep after they wake up. What do you do for that, Jacob?
So it helps, Mike, for people to understand that the sleep control center is in that little circuit breaker called the hypothalamus that we mentioned. So people can have trouble staying asleep, as you note, or falling asleep. There's simple things. Melatonin, especially sustained-release melatonin, can be helpful. There are herbs that can be very helpful. There's a mix called the revitalizing sleep formula, a mix of six herbs. But for those who wake up in the middle of the night, what often is happening is that they have a drop in blood sugar from the adrenal fatigue, especially if they wake up hungry. Eating a protein, can't be carbs, need to be protein snack at bedtime, like a hard-boiled egg, some cheese, some meats, just an ounce or two, will often help maintain blood sugar during the night. If you're waking with a sweat, consider hormonal deficiencies like estrogen, progesterone, or testosterone. Consider infections and consider acid reflux. I will note for nighttime acid reflux in general, I do not like PPI medications. I think they carry too many risks. But a medication called Pepcid is a safe acid blocker that people can take at nighttime that actually helps the immune system to knock out viral infections as well.
Yeah, now we've gotten our GERD center here says that you should, at most, the PPI should be 2 weeks in a row and then switch to Pepcid and then back. So if you are a patient who has been on PPIs or is on PPIs, talk to your physician about what we call vacation from PPIs or just going to Pepcid, as Dr. Teitelbaum suggests. The book is You Can Heal from Long COVID. Obviously, Dr. Teitelbaum has a great experience with it. There is no better authority on this, nor is there anyone probably with more experience on it. So the book, You Can Heal from Long COVID, buy it for your friends if they have long COVID, and it's a good reference for anything relating to a post-viral fatigue syndrome. Because I think, as Jacob Teitelbaum has said, this is a very common problem to have, if you will, long feelings of disease after viral infections. And that's part of why he wrote the website, or why he organized and still runs the website, endfatigue.com. Dr. Teitelbaum, I haven't probably done justice to the book. Tell me anything else we should tell our or talk to our listeners about relating to this?
Well, the N for nutrition is very important. So good common sense, cutting back sugar. I will note that two recent studies we completed looking at post-viral fatigue syndrome showed that a special kind of red ginseng called HRG80 red ginseng increased energy with just 1/2 to 1 chewable tablet a day by 61%. Quite dramatic. Another, doing a supplement mix called Smart Energy System, increased stamina 81%. So even though the whole SHINE protocol can be helpful, a good multivitamin high in B vitamins, magnesium, HRG80 red ginseng, maybe the Smart Energy System, those simple things are what I start people on. And even that can dramatically, for anybody, increase energy.
Wonderful. So where does one get this special ginseng?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at theendfatigue.com. The Smart Energy System would be at theendfatigue.com. But most of the things we talk about are available in health food stores or online most anywhere.
Thank you very much. The book, again, You Can Heal from Long COVID, a clinically proven program to regain your health, by Jacob Teitelbaum, co-author Mary Schulman. How do you pronounce her name?
Schulman, you're right. She's my favorite thyroid patient activist in the world. She's quite brilliant.
And that's how you actually got, she was a patient, right? Who you got in touch with in writing that first, one of the early books, I remember.
Well, she's a colleague and author also. She and I have worked together for over 30 years, and I have the utmost respect for her. She's written many books, and her thyroid support group, I think, has over 250,000 people in it. So she's
Wow. She's
a really good teacher.
So you can heal from long COVID, a clinically proven program to regain your health by Jacob Teitelbaum and Mary Shulman. The website again, endfatigue.com. The other website you can look at is one of our sponsors, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of both Truebiotics, the probiotic, and bovine colostrum. Go to their website to see their randomized double-blind controlled trials on bovine colostrum and on Truebiotics and their use, especially in people over the age of 50, and especially even more in women than men. Also by longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website, longevityplaybook.com, and sign up for the free weekly newsletter, longevityplaybook.com. That newsletter does come with a cartoon. I love the cartoons, I must admit. Jacob, thank you again, and especially thank you, our listeners. 50,000 of you a week can't be wrong. Thank you for doing it. Remember, go to Amazon or to End Fatigue so you can order You Can Heal from Long COVID, a great book to give as a gift to someone with the problem. And again, Dr. Teitelbaum gave you some ways of reaching him. Go and tell your friends about that. Endfatigue.com is another way you can use to reach him. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. See you then.